It's week number six of our Coaches Insight programs here on KARE 93.7 FM. I'm Brandon Tamman. We got Atchison Phoenix football coach Jim Smith leading things off. It's presented by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Another big win for the Phoenix last week on the road in Meadowlark Conference play. 55-6, the final score, coach. Just the overall thoughts and takeaways from your game last week.
Well, the biggest takeaway I thought was the score was not indicative of the way the game went. They were a very good ball club, and I really felt that our kids played well, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and we talked last week about it kind of leading up to that, and you seemed concerned, you know, about what Washington was potentially going to be able to do. But, again, it seems like for the most part your team went in well prepared and handled it pretty well.
They really did, and I think the biggest advantage we had was the number of seniors we had compared to them. They had a lot of younger kids playing, and you know, we got in there and just kind of took care of business.
And I mentioned, you know, I want to talk about at least right here, the kind of the younger players who maybe stepped in from the jump, who are really maybe getting their first taste at the varsity level. You lost some good seniors last year. Of course, you had some upperclassmen back who's had plenty of experience. But just in terms of some of maybe the younger kids who had to step in and maybe got their first taste right out the gate in week one and the progression we've seen over the last month or so, how do you see some of those new kids who maybe got their first taste at the varsity level this year progressing here through five-plus weeks?
Well, you know, you think about the Colton Bonnell, he just really sticks out right now because you know, we really thought coming in that Yogi Purdy was going to be the guy. Well, Yogi got hurt. Colton had to step in, and he's just been phenomenal in everything he's doing. He's throwing the ball well. He's actually being a great leader out on the field as a quarterback. And then you got Layton Boldridge, a young man that's never played football before until this year, and it's just like, wow, look at this kid play. He's a good player. And Zydron Mays is another one that, you know, sophomore that's just probably our fastest kid overall and just doing a tremendous job offensively and defensively.
So it sounds like some of these kids that you just mentioned maybe a little bit surprised with what they've been able to do so far?
Well, I'm not surprised at their athletic ability. I'm really not. They're just tremendous athletes, but to step in with this group of seniors and mesh with them the way they have has just been a big advantage for us.
We've got a monster game this week, tomorrow night at home against Highland Park. We'll talk about it in a moment, but just, again, four straight wins after that season-opening loss to Ottawa. What do you think has been maybe the key contributing factor or factors in the success over the last month?
Well, I just can't say enough about our senior leadership and our offensive line. Our line has been very good both on offense and defense. And, you know, sometimes you look out there, our defense and our front seven will be all seniors out there. And I just think that's a big, big, big factor for us.
Well, let's talk about Highland Park. And, again, we're talking to Jim Smith, your Atchison football coach, for a few more minutes, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. A lot on the line this week. Tomorrow night, you get Highland Park at home. Of course, a team that jumped into the league a few years ago. They used to be in the Centennial League. That was teams like Manhattan, Junction City, and obviously great competition. But now here over the last few years, they've been in the Meadowlark Conference. And another two-team undefeated matchup here tomorrow night. Again, you get them at home, and at least a share of a league championship is on the line. Just what stands out about this Highland Park team when you first put them on tape?
Well, they're very athletic. They have some good size up front on defense. They have some big kids at their tackle positions. They have some kids that really run well to the ball. Offensively, they execute their offense very well. They have some big playmakers over there, so we better be ready.
Well, you look at their schedule, and of course, plenty of common opponents in the Meadowlark Conference, but they started 4-0. They didn't allow a single point through their first four games, and then they make a trip to Wichita East last week, and they lose 74-6. I don't know if you maybe caught that tape or had a chance to review that tape of their game last week where they had a very tough go against a very good upper classification type team in Wichita East, but I would have to imagine it's a pretty significant jump in competition for what they saw last week.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. You know, Wichita East is a 6A school. I think the biggest factor was Wichita East got up on them, and I think they just kind of got their heads down and didn't do the things that they normally do, and I think it's what hurt them. But I think Coach Monroe will get it straightened out, and they'll be ready for us.
You mentioned, you know, maybe you get down early, and then it's just hard for maybe some kids to get back right, and maybe it kind of takes away from what you've been prepping on throughout the week. But as a coach and your staff in general, is it hard in scenarios like that? Let's say you get down early, you see kids maybe kind of take a step back in terms of getting them back in the right direction in a situation like that. How challenging is it as a coach?
It is very challenging, and those are things that you better talk about during the week at practice. You know, how are you going to respond when you're down? How are you going to respond when you get knocked down? And those are just things we talk about all the time, and when that happens during the game, you just got to remind them, you know, stay in there, keep doing what we do, and hopefully things work out in the end.
You mentioned how athletic they are and just some of the things they can do with their skilled players. Is that the most concerning part of this game for you guys, stopping those skill positions? Just what's really the big key factor that stands out with Highland Park that could be a real concern tomorrow night?
Well, I just really believe that they're a big play team. We have to force them to drive the length of the field if we're going to have a chance.
Finally, Coach, just give us kind of the expectations and a few keys for this one tomorrow night.
Well, you know, I was always expecting senior night. It's going to be a big night for our seniors. And the expectation is get out, do your job, take care of business, and let's have a good night.
Well, two undefeated teams in Metal Arc Conference play. A piece, at least, of the league championship is on the line. Of course, you guys are trying to defend that title here once again. And obviously, it's going to be a great atmosphere at home. Senior night, as you mentioned, again, a lot of seniors going to be honored. We'll have this game right here on KARE 93.7 FM. Tom Kautz on the call. Jim Smith, appreciate it very much. Good luck tomorrow night.
All right, Brandon. Thank you.